Steve James has long been a favorite performer in the contemporary acoustic blues circuit, playing a dynamic combination of fingerpicking and slide guitar. He also plays mandolin, six-string banjo. He really is a heavy cat.
I'd like to start by singing my version of an old folk song. This is one that I've been hearing since I was a kid. I always liked the music. But I felt I needed at one point to make some changes in the story. This is the ballad of Stacker Lee. Stacker Lee shot this guy, Billy Lyons, on Christmas Eve of 1897 in St. Louis, Missouri, in an argument over a gambling debt, and ever since then he's been maligned in American folk song as a bad and evil and cruel man. One time I was riding a train over in England when I was on tour over there, and I guess I settled in with a beer and I was looking out the window and I waxed reflective, and before I knew it, I was channeling for Stacker Lee, and this is what he told me. Just a few moments, a little story to you I tell, the one about my John B. Stetson Hale. Yeah, I don't know much about you, but you might have heard about me. I got a black name ringing up and down the line. They call me Stacker Lee, and this is all about my John B. Stetson Hale. Now, Granddaddy was a steamboat man, and they called him Big Jim Lee. He gave my daddy the name of Stack. My daddy gave the same to me. It's written inside my John B. Stetson hat. Mama, she was a steamboat gal on the Jim Lee line employed. She was only one of many whose company my daddy enjoyed when he took off his John B. Stetson hat. But the only thing besides my name I ever got from my kin was daddy's disposition and the color of my mama's skin. And this is all about my John B. Stetson hat. My home was the Mississippi. You know, riverboat ways was mine. And to stand aside for any man, I was purely disinclined. It was all about my John B. Stetson hat. If you didn't like me, you would let me be. I'd do you the same. I got all the company I needed in a bar and a gambling game. And it was all about my John B. Stetson hat. Late last Friday evening, you know, the hour was 9:30. I got into a poker game with a joker named Billy Lyon, and it was all about my John B. Stetson hat. There, the Jack of Diamonds, the Jack of Diamonds, it's a hard card to play. I bet my jack against Billy's queen and stole my money away, even took my John B. Stetson hat. Now, should you lose your money, learn to lose. I've often heard that said, but it wasn't about the money that I shot Billy Lyons dead. It was all about my dream. These are the words I said to Billy Lyons as I pulled out a 44 gun. I said, how does it feel to get lucky, Billy? That's something I've never done. This is all about my John B. Stetson hat. Have mercy, Stack, cried Billy Lyons. Don't you put me in the ground. You'll leave a widow and orphans if you let that hammer down. And it's nothing but your John B. Stetson hat. Don't you tell me about your children, Billy. I'm one of my daddy's nine, and the only mama I ever knew was employed on the Jim Lee line. This is all about my John B. Stetson hat. Made me pull the trigger, boys, is something I may never know. But I shot Bo Billy Lyons. Now I got trouble for sure, and it's all about my John B. Stetson hat. But the jury found me guilty, and the clerk, he wrote it down, and the judge, he passed my sentence, and next Friday I'm gallows bound. And it's all about my John T. Stetson hand. So you may take down my old guitar, boy, play it all you please, as it is time next Friday, it'll be no further use to me, but you can bury me in my John. Bury me in my John B. Stetson hat. Thank you so much. Thank you, Tom. Later on in the same trip, I was over in Ireland, and it was a romantic, you know, foreign junket there. And I was in the city of Galway, the greenest and most beautiful area of the island. However, I wasn't there to see the sights. As a matter of fact, what I was doing is I was standing outside the bus station in the rain, waiting for a bus that didn't seem like it was going to show up. And this song occurred to me. It's called the Galway Station Blues. This falls under the heading of How I Feel About Things. Train was full of football fans. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. The bus outbound ain't leaving town for at least another hour and a half. I'm 5,000 miles away from my home. I'm out here carving another line on my own tombstone. I'm thinking about something I heard an old man say, about by and by some sweet day. Come that lonesome day, I'll be standing round, doing like I'm doing now, waiting on a bus outbound. You know, my mama once told me, my papa told me, and my ex-girlfriend told me. I bet y'all wondering what she said. I don't remember. But I'm sure that if I did, it would be something that would really do a number on my head. Baby, I don't worry, 'cause it'll all come back to me some lonesome night when I'm lying awake in bed, or some lonesome day when I'm standing around doing like I'm doing now, waiting on a bus southbound. You know, sometimes I sit and wonder, will a suitcase hold my things? But it's nothing but a couple of packs of cigarettes and a month's supply of guitar strings. And a letter that I once received back in 93, worn around the edges, now getting a little bit hard to read. So I fold that letter, I put it away. I might take it out again some old lonesome day. Come that lonesome day, I'll be standing around, doing like I'm doing now, waiting on a bus southbound. You know, it looked like the rain, people's gonna last all night for sure. They say that's all right, 'cause the rain makes the flowers grow. But the bus outbound ain't come around yet. I ain't no flower, my boots are getting wet, and I can still hear that old man say, by and by, some sweet day, come that lonesome day, I'll be standing around, doing like I'm doing now, waiting on a bus southbound. Doing like I'm doing now, waiting on a bus southbound. That was two numbers there from a recent release of mine. The title of the album is Boom Chang. I'd like to play a little tune that's been around for a while now, one that I wrote some years ago. I was up in this here little town up in East Texas, sort of halfway between Dallas and Texarkana. It's actually part of the greater Mount Vernon Bagata Metroplex, a little place called Talco, way up there in East Texas, you know, where they got them fireworks stands that say, Bob the Fireworks King, buy five, get one free, 250-piece family pack, $7.95. Hand grenade special, $3. You know you're in East Texas, right? Either that or Southern Ohio, I don't know. Anyways, a little town called Talco. You might not have any reason to ever go there unless you knew somebody that was from there. I guess you see where I'm going with this. This is a little song called Talco Girl. Dallas motel room, and she's calling for Sonny and Merle. She says, tell him I'll be home soon. She ain't nothing but a Talco girl. She ain't nothing but a Talco girl. She's in some Dallas motel room. She's calling for Sonny and Merle. She says, tell him I'll be home soon. Talco don't look the same. It's been 10 years or more. The coin laundry got a video game, and a fire took the grocery store. Yeah, a fire took the grocery store, and the coin laundry got a video game. It's been 10 years or more. Downtown just don't look the same. Jerry drove a hot rod caddy, and she heard Roger Miller singing, and she told everybody, that's my daddy. She told everybody, that's my daddy. And Uncle Jerry drove a hot rod caddy, and she was sitting on a front porch swing when she first heard Roger Miller singing. Nothing but a Talco girl. She's saying goodbye, Daddy. She says a hello world. Yeah, she says goodbye, Daddy. And she says hello world. I'll tell him wherever I go. I'm nothing but a Talco girl. I'll tell him wherever I go. I'm nothing but a Talco girl. Thank you. I'd like to bring up a special friend, but first I want to do a short little number here, and I'd like to acknowledge the presence of all the participants in this week's program here at the Fur Peace Ranch. Some really great musicians, and I want to say it here in front of everybody. Thank all of you in Blues Roots Guitar here for sharing music with me this week. You know, means a lot. So. I just want to play a little tune from down in my home of Texas. This is a fiddle tune that they play down there at dances. I used to know a fellow named Bobby Rogers who used to play with a band called the Bunkhouse Boys down there, and they used to ask me to sit in every once of a blue moon and dance halls in places like Sattler and Quihe and Panta Maria. And Stockdale and Falls City and Devil's Backbone. And when things got pretty hot, then Bobby would fire up the fiddle and everybody do the Bear Creek Hop. And for all I know, on a Saturday night, they're doing it yet down there. This is the Bear Creek Hop. Thank you so kindly. Yeah.
This is live from Jorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert featuring Steve James, recorded August 18th, 2001. Coming up, Steve James joined by Cindy Cashdollar. Thank you.
This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch.
Now, please join me in making welcome a very good friend of mine, and I believe that Vanessa sung the praise of this particular individual over here, but I just want to tell you every word of it's true. Absolutely wonderful. An old friend of mine. We've played together quite a bit. We've recorded together, and she's going to be sitting in for the balance of my set and also playing some with Yorma a little bit later on. I believe we're going to wind the night up as a trio, so it ought to be pretty much fun. But right now, let's please make welcome to the stage Cindy Cash Dollar.
Yes, indeed.
I'm fixing to go over in England, you know, and that's all right. I have a lot of fun over there, but what they say about not being able to get anything to eat in England is not true. There's plenty of good food in England, but the one thing that I despair of getting over there is the thing that I like to eat the best. And that's what this song is about. It's a little tune I learned from Bumblebee Slim, and it's called Greasy Greens. Let's hit it, sis. One, two, three, four. Well, I just got back from New Orleans, fool about my greasy greens, and if I don't get them 3 times a day, I get mad and I walk away. It's greens, they won't behave, but greens, that's all I crave. Soft and easy, nice and greasy, I'm a fool about my greasy greens. Oh, yeah. Way down south where I come from, they grow all these good old greens and corn, ripe tomatoes and black-eyed peas, sweet potatoes and a pecan trees. It's greens, honey, best they grow now, greens, baby, give me some more. Soft and squatty, don't you tell nobody how I love your greasy greens. I don't care what your mama don't allow, I fix my greens, baby, anyhow. Soon as I get them, honey, I'll be gone. Mama won't know, just put them on. Cause it's greens, and they won't behave. Now greens may take me to my grave. Soft and easy, nice and greasy, I'm a fool about my greasy greens. Yeah, but now I see greens on your shelf, you must be saving them for someone else. I smell greens boiling in your pot, how much greasy greens you got? That's greens, just won't wait now, greens, won't even hesitate. They're soft and easy, nice and greasy, I'm a fool about my greasy greens. Oh yeah. To meet you, you must be fat. You're gonna cook me greens all greasy like that. And if you don't use nothing but natural lean, you can't cook no greasy greens. Cause that's greens, all I crave, but greens may take me to my grave. Soft and easy, nice and greasy, I'm a fool about my greasy greens. Soft and squatty, don't you tell nobody how I love my greasy greens. Let's go home. All about the greens. Thank you. This song was written back in the early 40s by a steel guitar player from Houston, Texas. Played with a band called the Blue Ridge Entertainers. Had a little radio shop down there in Houston, and designed and built some of the first electric steel guitars ever made. And in his spare time, he wrote some of the most beautiful songs in the American language. This is one of them. Going out tonight, as usual, to our hero, wherever he is. This is for Ted Daffin. I lived my life in vain. Every dream has only brought me pain. All my life I've always been so blue. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. You say we're through. Born to lose, and now I'm losing you. Cindy Cashdollar playing the dobro. My latest album is called Boom Chang, and Cindy distinguishes herself playing duets and in ensemble with me on that record, but it hasn't been our first collaboration by any means. A few years back, I made an album recorded in Austin that was called Art and Grit, and one of the songs I included on there was a song that's credited to Chuck Berry, but actually the song goes way back to the 19th century, where it was the battle cry of temperance advocates and suffragettes, you know. Cindy would like, and I would like to interpret that song for you now. In our own way. This is called A Downbound Train. One, two, three, four. Dreaming that
sweaty and damp, brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. And if the dew was shoveling bones, and the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The boiler was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was the engineer. Passengers was most a motley crew. Some was strangers and others he knew. There was rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Now that engine rushed on at a terrible pace, while sulfur fumes scorched their hands and faces. Wilder and wilder the country grew, while faster and faster that engine blew. Hotter and hotter the air became, their clothes was burned and each quivered in pain. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearly in hell. Whoa, how the passengers screamed in pain, begging old Satan to stop that train.
What a damn man.
Yes, indeed. We're going to have an especially good time right now because I want to play another song about how I feel about things. This one called The Change. Help me, Miss Cash Dollar, please. You know, I one time left New York City. I was in an Oldsmobile. I made it down to Virginia, baby. I was frozen to the wheel. When I hit Chattanooga, it started to snow. And Montgomery, Alabama was freezing cold. I had a change. I put my foot on the gas, my hand on the wheel. I never stopped rolling till I got to Mobile. I stopped in New Orleans, then I headed back home. Boom, I'm Houston and San Antonio. It's time for a change. Yeah, baby, it was time for a change, change. So I went to a dance up on the north side of town. All the teenagers jumping straight up and down. You know, I told a little woman with her hair dyed green, baby, I'm just a fool about shaking that thing. Let's change, change. I just got back from New York City, that's where they write the news. I'm back home in Texas, we just jamming the blues. Sooner or later, we'll all be doing the mashed potatoes and the slip, slop, flop, bop, and the fly. So, woman, let's change. You know, it's time for a change, change. You know, when I finally got back home, it was a 4:15. And if I found where my baby had left a note upon the door, she said, look here, Stevie, where you been so long? I peeked through that window and I found out she'd gone. Made a change, oh change. She had taken the diamond ring, she took the car. She took that sugar, left me holding my candy bar. You know, she took all the groceries off of the shelf. She took $1,000, she turned around and left me the change. Wasn't it time for a change, change? Oh, what's a boy to do? There I was, standing in the kitchen at 4:30, with my bare feet on the yellow pine floor, and my hand on the refrigerator door. I was thinking about what that Greek guy, you know, from antiquity one time said, you know, about the only thing inevitable in life being change. And I believe what he said, even if he was Greek. But what I want to know is that... if change is inevitable, how come every time it happens, I ain't ready? Like this particular night, there I was all brokenhearted and everything, nothing but a candy bar. So I've decided to look in the refrigerator, see if I could find something else to eat. There's never anything in my refrigerator on account of the guitar player's refrigerator. Nothing in there but a fossilized onion, 32-ounce size plastic cup with a three-color separation picture of Mokey the gorilla on the side. Says a souvenir of the San Antonio Zoo. Standing in that cup is a bunch of celery that's been in there for so long that like a creature in a science fiction film, it has disincorporated on a submolecular level and reincorporated on a premolecular level with an intelligence of its own. I stood there that night in my pain and my brokenhearted misery. I could swear I heard the celery talking to me. It said, look in the back, big boy. You want something to help you sleep? Look way in the back of the refrigerator. So I looked in the back of my refrigerator just like the celery told me. And what do you think I found back there? But what we call in South Texas a toolkit. Now, you must understand that when I say toolkit, I'm not talking about a ratchet, nor a hammer, nor a gimlet, nor a screwdriver, neither. When I say toolkit in the South Texas sensitive vernacular expression, I mean a half a pint of vodka and a six-pack of beer. And in no time, I was asleep. And when I sleep, I dream. And when I dream, I wake from my dream. And when I woke from this particular dream, I looked out my window, and I seen an Oldsmobile parked in my driveway. It turned into a 1963 cranberry and white Ford Fairlane 500 with a small V8 engine. You know exactly the kind I'm talking about. That made me feel good. So I got outside, and I got inside, and I stepped on the starter, and I started that Ford. I started driving that baby all around the block, but it was mighty quiet in my neighborhood that time of the morning, so I turned on the AM radio about as loud as it would go. What do you think I heard on there? Howard Stern? No such thing. I heard Bill Allen, the Mighty Hoss Man, and he was winding up his Midnight to Dawn rhythm and blues soiree on WLAC out of Nashville, Tennessee. I was amazed, and I said aloud, I said, Hoss Man, what are you doing on the radio? You've been dead for 15 years. A voice come along on the radio and said, shut up, boy, and dig these rhythm and blues. I was digging the blues, all right. He was playing all my favorites. Lazy Lester and Slim Harpo, Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, Chicken Chuck Harbo and the Spiders from New Orleans, Louisiana. They were singing one of my favorite songs. I'm going to sing a little bit of it for you now. If you want to sing along, that's all right. If you don't want to sing along, I ain't Pete Seeger. Song goes like this. Look, it's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. That's the whole song right there. It's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. Sing it with me, children, one time. It's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. Oh, baby. Now, it's the real thing that makes my dang-a-ling ring. Now, 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 now. As you can well imagine, by that point, my ding-a-ling was ringing louder than a cathedral bell in Belgium on a Sunday morning. And all that excitement kind of made me hungry. So I drove my 1963 cranberry white Ford Fairlane 500, and by now you know exactly the kind I'm talking about, down to the corner where the Golden Arches used to stand. But it seemed like they had crumbled to the ground, and they'd been replaced by a plywood and tar paper shack. Had a little sign painted on the side in house paint that said, if you like cooked meat, that's your business, but if you love good barbecue, that's Bob's business. Welcome to Barbecue Bob. So I parked my 1963 cranberry and white Ford Fairlane 500 in a dirt parking lot outside that shack, where there was a roll-away sign. Y'all know the kind of sign I'm talking about. It's the big yellow kind with the black lines on it, the little wheels on the bottom, and the orange arrow on the top with the multicolored lights that seem to be going around and around and around. But if you'll actually look very closely, they're only going on and off. But that's a whole nother allegory, and I don't have time to deal with that one here tonight. I've always wanted to rent one of those signs and put it up in my front yard in my chichi intellectual neighborhood in Austin, Texas, the political capital, correctness capital of the Lone Star State. But I'm afraid the way I'd do so, the psychopathic juvenile delinquent teenagers would come from satellite cities like Manchaca, Niederwald, and Pflugerville, and they would steal the letters off my sign. Why would you do that, they might ask. They would do that so they could make dirty words on the throwaway sign up in front of the Baptist church in the little town where they come from. But you know what, people? When I get home, I'm going to get one of them signs anyway. I'm going to set it up in my front yard, because you know what? If you've been in enough dirt parking lots outside of enough plywood and tar paper shacks in enough 1963 Cranberry White Ford Fairlane 500, and by now y'all know exactly the kind I'm talking about, the kind with the small V8 engine. You can read those signs, whether they got all the letters on them or not. And this one said, "Welcome home, Step Jam, because we all just waiting on a change. That's why I left New York City in an Oldsmobile. I made it to Virginia, I was frozen to the wheel. I hit Chattanooga when it started to snow. Montgomery, Alabama was freezing cold. And I had to change, oh change. I put my foot on the gas, my hand on the wheel. I never stopped rolling till I got back to Mobile, Alabama. That's a nice place. Stopped in New Orleans and then I headed back home. It was Beaumont, Houston, and Columbus, Latonia and LaGrange, Del Valle, don't forget about Smithville, Manor, Texas, and by now you're getting back by my hometown, you know what I'm talking about, Austin, Texas. It's a very intellectual community, and when I get back there, all my curious, intellectually challenged neighbors are going to say, Steve, where you been? And I'm going to say, I've been up at the Fur Peace Ranch near Darwin, Ohio, and they're going to say, oh yeah, what's going on up there? And what I'm going to tell them is this, people, and I'm going to mean it from the bottom of my heart, I'm going to say, they know like you know, and I know they know you know, I know you know they know, I know you know that it's time for a change. That's right, baby. And me and Cindy got a change right now. We're going to get our minds out of the gutter and get down there in the ditch with y'all. But before we do so, we want to remind you of the very great man from Columbia, South Carolina. He once said, get down in D, down D, funky D, and give the drummer some. And he was talking about change, indeed. We got to make a change. But first, our little gizmos here have just one last little obligato passage that we'd like to share with you. Don't you want to talk to me, Black Annie? Change, everybody. Thank you.
This is live from Yorma Kalkinen's Fur Peace Ranch. This concert with Steve James and Cindy Cashdollar, recorded August 18th, 2001. Coming up, James and Cashdollar joined by Yorma Kalkinen.
This is Yorma, and you're listening to Live from the Fur Peace Ranch.
I was recently
at a guitar program and concert series up in Port Townsend, Washington, where I was trying to indoctrinate the participants and the musicians who were in attendance into the Steve James five ways to financial independence. I know wherewith I speak. I was influenced, actually, along that path by a guy from Shreveport, Louisiana, named Dudley LeBlanc, who became a millionaire by selling these things, this stuff for $1 a bottle. A multimillionaire. Eventually became a state senator and funded the gubernatorial campaigns of Huey Long, the Kingfish. How did he make all that money selling things for $1 a bottle? Well, the product was called Hadacol. It came in a little brown bottle about that big. Why would people pay $1 a bottle for something back in 1938? Well, Hadacol was good stuff. It was sold as a tonic, not a cure, mind you, a tonic. It didn't cure nothing, it just made you feel better about having it, you know? And it had balsamic vinegar to clarify your blood and herbs to combat your allergies, and it also was 25% alcohol, and it had a big jolt, a lot in a minute, so back in the 30s, it sold like hotcakes. And Dudley on the campaign trail had a band that played with him called Hank Penny and the Radio Cowboys, and Hank and his bass player Bill Settles wrote this song. It's called the Hadacol Boogie. It's got a little chorus you can sing along if you want to. Like I said, I ain't Pete, but when I say Hadacol Boogie, you can call back Hadacol Boogie if you feel like it. Just remember those ways to financial independence.
It was down in Louisiana in the bright sunshine. People doing the boogie boogie all the time. Doing the Hadacol Boogie. The Hadacol Boogie. Doing the Hadacol Boogie. Make a boogie woogie all the time. Now I was standing on the corner with a bottle in my hand. Along come a woman, said my Hadacol man. Doing the Hadacol Boogie. What kind of boogie? All the time. Here's the first way to my entry.
Well, I woke up this morning, not a dog soldier no more. You know, they give me so much money, Lord, my pockets are sore. Well, more dough than I can use, re-enlist and burn blue. I took my dough to town Tuesday, found me a big feather bed. You know, I'll find a job tomorrow. Tonight I'm gonna sleep like I'm dead. Well, then get up when I choose, re-enlist. Some friends of my own. You know, I found a pretty baby, she wouldn't leave me alone. She kept me buying booze, re-enlistment booze. I had the miseries on Thursdays, all the walls was moving, I swear. Down in my trousers and said all my pockets was bare. Well, that guy was sure bad news, re-enlistment blue. A beer. You know, that gal forgot to know me. She just said, no credit here. Did I give her a bruise? I said, re-enlistment. You know, that jail was cold Saturday, just like the people in town. They ain't got time to know you, just got time to bring you way down. Well, just one thing left to choose, re-enlistment blue. So short timers, I tell you, law don't get throwed in the can. You might as well be dead and be 830 your man. Well, the guy always seems to lose re-enlistment blues. I said guy always seemed to lose re-enlistment blues.
One more big finish.
Guy always seemed to lose re-enlistment blues.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Live from Yorma Kaukonen's Fur Peace Ranch is a co-production of the Fur Peace Ranch and WOUB Public Media. The concert producer is Vanessa Kaukonen. The radio series producer is Rusty Smith. Audio engineers Rusty Smith and Adam Rich.